那我把下面的时间交给沈牧师。
And give the time over to Pastor Shen.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
特别要谢谢沈牧师那给我的邀请。
We'd like to thank Pastor He for inviting me.
我认识沈牧师是因为我们以前在正道神学院的时候是同班同学啊。
I come to know Pastor He when we were in the seminary together on the same class.
那我发现从他们从我们教教室里面的谈话跟交通在学习，我发现他真的是很不一样，神很重用他。
And through our conversations with him, I realized that God is going to use him, is using him mightily.
感谢神，那今天神一直都在重用他。
And I thank the Lord that God has continued to use him.
那今天我要跟大家一起来分享的信息是新约圣经的彼得前书。
And I'm going to share with you the message from First Peter.
第四章第七节到第八节。
Chapters 4 verses 7 and 8.
那经文是这样提的。万物的节期近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
The end of all things is clear. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
那愿神祝福讲他话语跟他话语的人。
May God bless those who speak His words as well as listen to His words.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你在这个非常时刻里，让我们有机会照样可以敬拜神。
We thank you that in this unusual time, we can still gather and worship you.
而且我们看到神的大能继续在各处各方做工。
We also see your mighty power at work in many places.
就在黑暗的混乱的时期里，更显出你的光对这个世界很重要。
And this dark and chaotic time, we can see that your light is even of more importance in this world.
我们需要从你那里来的盼望。
We need the hope that comes from you.
我们谢谢你，因为你并没有丢弃我们为孤儿。
We thank you that you have not left us as orphans.
你让我们在患难中经历神你的自己。
In suffering, we experience the real presence of you.
也让我们在患难中紧紧的更亲近你。
And also in difficulties, we can be closer to you.
我们谢谢你，你应许与我们同在，永不改变。
We thank you because you promised you'd be with us and never change.
谢谢你今天也照样在我们的中间。
We thank you that you are today with us.
你的信实直到万代。
Your faithfulness lasts all generations.
你的爱是永远长存。
Your love endures forever.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
带领一下的时间。
Lead us in the following time.
愿你做主做王。
May you be Lord and King.
愿你亲自向我们说话。
May you speak to us personally.
有耳可听的应当听。
So that those who have ears will listen.
祷告交托。
And we pray and in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.自从新年以来，新冠病毒席卷全球以来
，Since the new year that the COVID-19 has swept the entire world，
打乱了绝大多数国家的生活秩序，重创了各国的经济
，It has disrupted the everyday life of many countries and also wounded many countries' economies，
改变了整个世界的格局和关系
，It has changed the world order and the relationship of our countries。
这次的病毒之所以被称为是世纪大灾难。
And the reason that this disease has been called the century's greatest disaster.
是因为他是看不见的，但是无孔不入。
Because it's invisible, but yet it can penetrate everywhere.
他不看你的国籍、种族、肤色和阶层。
It doesn't care what about your nationality, your ethnicity, your skin color, or your social strata.
那也不看你的宗教、年龄跟性别还有地位。
It doesn't matter about your religion, your age, your gender, as well as your status.
那也不看你的教育、政治和贫富和相承。
And doesn't care about your education, your political affiliation, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a country or in the city.
面对这恐怖的疫情，基督徒也不能幸免。
And facing this horrible pandemic, even the Christians are not spared.
在病毒的面前，人人显得无助，还有恐慌，还有愤怒。
And because of this virus, people become helpless and scared and angry.
那就连医学专家也束手无策，感到无能为力。
And even the medical experts felt helpless and couldn't do anything.
这个时候有许多人开始在想，这是不是电影所讲的世界末日呢？
And then many people started to think, is it really like the movie talking about the end of the world?
到底圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
彼得前书是写给当时受逼迫的基督徒。
First Peter was written to those Christians who were receiving persecution at that time.
他们心中有很多的疑问。
There are many questions inside.
就是如何面对逼迫，到底是逃避呢，还是抵抗？
Facing persecution, should they escape or should they resist?
为什么上帝容许这件事情发生？
Why would God let these things happen?
上帝关心吗？
Does he care?
作者彼得并没有回应基督徒为什么会受苦。
The author Peter did not respond to why the Christians have to receive suffering.
而是鼓励他们在破坏中的时候保持信心。
But yet he encouraged them to keep their faith during persecution.
因为受苦能够炼净人的信心。
Because suffering can refine our faith.
周围的人也因为基督徒的信心而认识上帝。
And the people surrounding them would also recognize their faith and come to know God.
彼得在这里讲到万物的结局正了，听起来很感伤。
When Peter talks about the end of all things is near, it sounds very sad.
表示这个世界真的是快结束了。
Indicating the world is about to end.
等一下我们要准备死了。
We are to prepare to die.
一切都要毁灭了。
Everything will be destroyed.
但那不是彼得的用意。
But that was not the intention of Peter.
其实万物的结局定了是新约一贯的信息。
Actually, the end of all things is near is really a message common in the New Testament.
保罗劝勉基督徒应该睡醒了。
Paul encouraged Christians to prepare to wake up.
因为黑夜已深，百昼将近。
Because the night is nearly over, the day is almost here.
他向腓立比教会的信徒说，主已经近了。
He talked to the Christians in Philippi, the Lord is near.
雅各也谈到说，主来的日子近了。
And then in James, they talk about the Lord's coming is near.
使徒约翰就提醒做上帝的儿女，告诉他们说，我们现在已经处在末世之中了。
And also, the Apostle John has reminding God's children that we are in the end times.
那启示录的作者使徒约翰说，他也曾听见复活的主宣告说，是我必快来，我必快来。
And the author of Revelations, John, he also heard the resurrected Christ say, I am coming soon.
彼得所讲的这一段的经文包含了一个很重要的真理。
In this passage from Peter, it includes a very important truth.
对每个人来说都有将到的时刻。
To everyone, there is this moment that will come.
所指的就是人人都有一死。
It indicates that everyone will die.
那另外一个意义就是指主耶稣基督再来的日子已经近了。
Another meaning is that Christ's second coming is near.
我们不知道哪一天主耶稣基督 不再来。
We don't know which day Jesus will come again.
因此我们的每一天都是活在永恒的边缘里。
So every day we're living at the edge of eternity.
我们如果看上文的时候，我们就明显这是跟神的审判有关的。
When we look at the context of this passage, it is related to God's judgment.
每一个人都要向那一位审判活人死人的主交账。
Everyone will be accountable to the God that judges the living and the dead.
而这个日子呢，很快就来到。
And that day will come soon.
对于那些放纵自己、我行我素、仍然活在最终的人。
To those people who just let go of their lives and do their own things and living in sin.
那这段话显然是一个警告。
And this passage is a warning.
警告神必追讨。
Warning that God will keep them accountable.
对于那些为义受逼迫的基督徒。
And to those Christians who are suffering because of righteousness.
那万物的结局定了却是一个鼓励跟安慰。
The end of all things is near, actually, an encouragement and comfort.
彼得在前面说，你们是大有喜乐的，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。
And then Peter said to those people, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显为宝贵。
And those who have come to this, the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
May result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
那个日子无论在什么时候发生，我们都不必惊慌。
It doesn't matter what day that day will happen, we don't have to be afraid.
因为我们会在主耶稣基督里满有大喜乐。
Because in Christ we have great joy.
彼得讲到万物的结局近了的时候。
When Peter talks about the end of all things is near,
有人以为他是在讲世界末日到了。
Some people thought that he was talking about the end of the world has arrived.
事实上近了跟到了是不一样的。
But then actually arrived and is near are actually different.
论到世界末日，圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
When talking about the end of the world, the Bible clearly tells us.
耶稣在世上的时候也不知道世界末日何时到来。
When Jesus was on earth, he doesn't know when the end of the world will arrive.
过去就有自称是先知还或者是教主就公开宣称末日什么时候到。
Now there are so-called prophets and religious leaders who would publicly proclaim they know when the end of the world is.
那信的人就因此放弃了正常生活，卖掉财产，而且不上班。
Now those people who believe them would then would give up their daily living and sell all their properties and don't even go to work.
为的是要去迎接世界末日的到来。
They are going to receive or this day of the end of the world.
有的因为等不到那日子的来到就集体自杀了。
And when that day didn't arrive, they committed suicide together.
所以任何一个宗教家任先称耶稣什么时候到来，我们不能够轻易相信。
So if there is any religious leader who claims that they know when the end of the world is, we should not believe them.
圣经明明地说，那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，时也不知道，唯独父知道。
The Bible clearly tells us in the book of Matthew, but about that day or hour, no one knows.Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
因此所有的末日日期的预言都不可信。
So all these prophecies about the end of the world on a specific day should not be believed.
但是我们必须要知道耶稣基督必会再来。
But we should know that Jesus will come again.
所以我们要时时刻刻做准备。
So we every moment have to be prepared.
我们为信主的赶快认识耶稣基督。
If we have not believed in Jesus, we need to quickly know the gospel and receive him.
我们不需要为世界末日而恐慌不安。
We don't need to be afraid or become unsettled because of the end of the world.
今年年初有一位信主已经久的年长的姐妹在我们的教会啊。
There is this elderly sister in our church.
那原来就已经疾病缠身。
She has suffered from many illnesses.
那疫情爆发以后她感觉到生命的逼近。
When the pandemic arrived, she felt the end of her life is near.
就开始清理家庭家里面所有的东西。
She started cleaning up the things in her house.
并且一一地向孩子交代。
And then she one by one tell about those things to her children.
她甚至还告诉我说我的后世的墓地还葬礼的节目我都准备好了。
And she even told me that even her gravesite and as well as the arrangement for the funeral has been arranged.
我很敬佩她对生命的坦然。
I respected how she treated life, the end of her life calmly.
后事都安排得那么周详。
And also arranged all her affairs so very carefully.
后来我就问她说你后事之后去哪里也准备好了吗？
And then later on I asked her,Are you prepared to where you will go after all of these?
他被我一问了以后他坦诚地告诉我说他要重新认真思考这个问题。
After I asked her, she honestly replied to me that she has to rethink this question very carefully.
我就抓住这个机会跟他讲明永生的确据。
And then I took that opportunity to explain to her the assurance of eternal life.
基督徒如果确信永生就会走得很自在。
If Christians believe, firmly in eternal life, then we can leave this world freely.
因为知道往哪里去也知道在哪里度他的永恒。
Because we know where we're going and where we will spend eternity.
这样的人表示他已经准备好随时迎接神。
For people like that, that means that they are prepared to see God.
这一次来势汹汹的病毒人见人怕。
Now this horrible pandemic, everybody is afraid of it.
我们都处在一个死亡的威胁里。
We are all in the threat of death.
它随时会把我们的生命夺取。
At any time, it can take away our lives.
问题是我们准备迎接神了吗？
The question is, are we ready to see God?
好像主耶稣讲的十个童里的比喻。
It is this parable, like this parable that Jesus talked about 10 bridesmaids.
他们的职责是以充足的油灯来等候新郎随时的到来。
The responsibility is to prepare enough oil in the lamp to welcome the bridegroom.
比喻中有五个童女先把油灯的油预备好了。
In the parable, 5 bridesmaids have been prepared with oil.
那另五个呢都没有准备。
The other 5 was not prepared.
当他们的油用完了再去买的时候新郎已经到了。
When the oil was used up and they had to go buy more, the bridegroom arrived.
当他们买了油回来的时候门已经关上进不去了。
When they bought the oil and came back, the gate was shut and they couldn't enter.
我们如果平时不做准备只顾自己
If we are normally not prepared only care about our own things
有一天主再来的时候我们当然就措手不及
And then one day when our Lord comes we will not be prepared
万物的结局近了要我们做什么
The end of all things is near What should we do?
今天我分享这里面的三个信息
I want to share with you 3 messages from this passage.
那实际上这也就是彼得告诉我们的信息。
And that is the passage that the messages that Peter is telling us.
第一个就是谨慎之守。
The first is that we need to be clear-minded and be sober.
那保彼得首先讲到这个字是含有命令的意味。
When Peter talks about this, this is a commandment.
那谨慎这个思想清晰判断正确
It meant that first part is that we need to be clear-minded and we have to have sound judgment
那至少是一个清醒跟自我控制。
And the second part is that we need to be sober and be self-controlled.
这是对于基督徒的一个忠告。
This is an advice to Christians.
我们绝对不能效法或者是羡慕外邦人的那种放任的生活。
We cannot envy or imitate the Gentiles' indulgence in their lives.
既然已经知道万物的结局近了。
If we know that the end of all things is near,
我们就会向过去的放纵生活说 no。
We should be saying no to our past indulgence.
我们要时时刻刻求圣灵的引导。
Every moment we need to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够分辨事情的轻重。
That we can discern the weightiness of different matters.
做任何事情绝不会用意气用事或血气冲动。
Whenever we do anything, we should not be given into impulsiveness or to our own emotions.
基督徒跟人相处的时候不是强颜欢笑然后装着快乐。
When we interact with one another, with other people, we shouldn't be pretending we are happy or just pretending that we have joy.
我们绝对不能够虚度光阴浪费时间。
And we shouldn't be wasting time.
保罗说你们要谨慎行事不要像愚昧人。当像智慧人。
Paul said that be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人要明白主的旨意是如何。
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
我们凡事都要以永恒的眼光来衡量世事。
Every matter, we need to use the perspective of eternity to evaluate.
这个会使我们认清事物的轻重。
That will help us to understand whether something matters or not.
而且能够看出永恒中的价值。
And they'll see the perspective of eternity.
我们为什么要以严肃的态度来面对人生?
Why should we have a serious attitude towards life?
因为我们都要向至生命的主交账。
Because we have to be accountable to the Lord of life.
路加福音第十九章那边讲到天国好像一个贵胄往远方去要得国回来。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, it talks about the heavenly kingdom is like this man of noble birth to go far away to receive a kingdom.
离开的时候把银子分给他的十个仆人来管理。
When he was leaving, he left money for his 10 servants to govern.
马太福音的主张也讲到主人按个人的才干分给三个仆人。
And in Matthew chapter 25, it also talks about a master giving money to 3 of his servants.
那分别给他们三个那个三个仆人银子。
And also we give them these talents according to what they are capable of.
这两个比那个比喻讲的是不太一样但是重点一样。
Even though the parables have their differences, but yet the emphasis is the same.
他们的主人没有告诉他们什么时候回来。
The master didn't tell them when he will return.
但他们在主人回来的时候他们都要向主人交账。
But when the master returns, they all have to be accountable.
保罗劝勉我们基督徒。
Paul advises Christians.
他说不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed of the renewing of your mind.
要叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is.
他要我们做基督徒的小心世界来的引诱。
He tells the Christians that you need to be careful about the seduction of this world.
因为世界会夺去我们在神面前的奖赏。
Because the world is going to steal away the prize that we will receive from our Lord.
万物的结局尽了，我们应该怎么做？就是第二个要警醒、警醒、祷告。
And when the world, the end of all things is near, the second message is that we need to be alert and pray.
当时的信徒正遭遇到逼迫、受毁谤，还有各种的冤屈。
At that time, the Christians were receiving persecution, they're being slandered, and they also suffer injustice.
是彼得勉励信徒们不要因为压力的造成恐慌或者是情绪的波动就受影响。
He was encouraging the Christians that because of that pressure, they shouldn't be afraid and their emotions should not be affected.
反而要更加谨慎警醒祷告。
Instead, they should be more diligent and pray.
祷告是寻求上帝对我们生命的旨意。
And to pray to seek God's will on their lives.
在每一次的疫情里面
In a pandemic
无论是个人家庭教会社会甚至我们居住的国家以至于全世界都受到影响
It doesn't matter whether it is an individual a family the church the society even the entire world and every country are being affected
大家被病毒弄得慌慌张张
We are all turned into headless chickens by this pandemic
在这个时刻不是我们研究分析比较灾情的发展
And in this time it's not time for us to analyze to compare and analyze how the pandemic is developing
很多人在注意看电视上发表说今天死了多少哪一个国家损失多少
And everybody a lot of people have been kind of chasing the TV and looking at how many people have died today how much has the country suffered
结果我们被那个新闻弄得紧紧张张。
And we become all very nervous by those news.
我们应该安静下来。
We need to quiet ourselves down.
我们把更多的时间转向神，然后默想神，仰望神。
We need to spend more time to turn to God, to meditate with God, and to look upon God.
彼得在这个地方第五章的第八节说要紧你们务要谨慎谨守警醒。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, be alert and of sober mind.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同火叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人。
Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
有个故事说到有一天魔鬼差小鬼到一个小城里面散播病毒。
There is this story that says that this big devil sending the little devil to a town to spread germs and bacteria.
要他杀死一千个人。
And you order him to kill 1,000 people.
但报告的结果却有两千个人死。
But then the big devil received a report that 2,000 people died.
于是魔鬼就责问这个小鬼。
So then this big devil then asked the little devil.
那但小鬼回答说大王啊我绝对是遵命而行的我所杀死的只有一千人。
And the little devil said, well, my lord, I follow your orders completely. I only kill 1,000 people.
不多也不少。
I didn't kill one more or one less.
然后魔鬼问他说那另外那一千人呢
?And then the big devil asked him, what about the other 1,000 that died?
小鬼说那些人都是因为惧怕而死的。
And the little devil said, all those people died of fear.
那些人是疑鬼疑神是自己吓死自己。
And the little devil said, well, those people, they just kind of worry about this, worry about that, and they scared themselves to death.
现在有很多人基督徒也可能也因为被吓死而就是失去了神所赐给他的宝贵的生命。
And then there are a lot of people that have been scared, even Christians, and they lost their lives because of that.
基督徒面对灾情之所以要坦然面对。
The fact that Christians can face the pandemic and be calm.
因为我们深知上帝在疫情中泛滥的时候坐着为王。
Because we know deeply that God is enthroned above the king, above the flood.
他不是在疫情之下乃是在疫情之上掌管一切。
He is not under the pandemic, but he is above it.
这件事情没有经过上帝的允许是不会发生的。
This thing cannot happen without God's permission.
上帝知道这件事怎么来也知道这件事情的结果。
God knows how this comes about, and he knows how it will end.
上帝就用这件事情来教导我们。
God used this thing to teach us
人是非常的渺小
that we are small people.
即使挤了整个全人类的智慧跟能力
even though we gather together all our wisdom and our abilities,
如果上帝不给我们开路我们也没有办法也没有路可以走
If God doesn't open up a way, we have nowhere to go.
因此基督徒在这个时候要做的是什么呢？就是多祷告，仰望神。
So what should Christians do at this time? We need to pray even more.
反省自己的生命。
To reflect on our own lives.
认真思考我们有什么需要调整的方向。
To meditate, is there any direction that we need to adjust?
错过了这一次，我们将不会有任何，不会有再多的机会有反省。
If we miss this opportunity, we may not have that many more opportunities to reflect on.
我们个人需要调整。
Individually, we need to adjust.
就是跟神的关系。
With our relationship with God.
我们的家庭关系也需要改变。
Our family relationship also needs to be adjusted.
我们的生活方式跟优先的次序也要被改变。
Our pattern of living and our priorities also have to be changed.
我们教会要重新思考那个宣教的模式跟世界的责任。
And the church has to think about an entirely new thought process and how to face the world.
在这个非常的时刻里面，基督徒要是祷告的时刻。
In this unusual time, it is time for Christians to pray.
我们有更多的时间。
That we have more time.
为所基督的全世界。
For the entire world.
为整个美国。
For the entire United States.
包括最近美国的大选将要来。
Or the election that is coming.
还包括为那个疫情怎么样的那个发展来祷告。
And to pray for the development of the pandemic.
也为你的家庭跟教会还有宣教来祷告。
We also pray for our families, our church, and also missionary opportunities.
我们有很多机会祷告。
We have many opportunities to pray.
虽然上帝的心意已经决定了。
Even though God has made up his mind,
但是我们必须用祷告来表明我们相信他是一切的主。
But we need to use our prayer to exemplify that we believe that God is the Lord of everything.
这个信息是讲到彼此切实相爱。
And then thirdly is to talk about that we need to love one another deeply.
彼得讲到你们要彼此切实相爱的时候。
When Peter talked about that we need to love one another,
就在这个彼得里，在这段里面，彼得特别加上一句话，要最要紧的。
And then also he added onto it and say above all.
来加强下面那一句话，彼此相爱的重要。
To emphasize the importance of loving one another.
万物的结局近了。
The end of all things is near.
而且更近。
And it's even nearer.
那手里的迷惑也更加厉害。
The confusion of the enemy is becoming more formidable.
而且反抗真道、反基督在那个势力也越来越大。
And the power that is resisting Christ, resisting the truth, is becoming greater.
那基督徒的那个处境也会更加的艰难。
And the situations that the Christians are in will become even more difficult.
就在这样的处境之下，基督徒要彼此切实相爱是更加的重要。
And in this environment, that the Christians loving one another becomes even more important.
让我们在患难中因为爱被连结。
In suffering, we're connected through love.
我们同舟共济，彼此担待，彼此扶持，彼此相顾。
And then when we are sailing in the same boat, that we should care for one another, we should help one another, we should bear with one another.
事实上，彼此切实，彼此相爱，主耶稣基督也讲过。
And of course, Jesus has already talked about loving one another.
而且他把这个彼此相爱的意义发挥到最具体，而且是最高点。
And also he has shown us the deepest meaning of that commandment.
他说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
A new command I give you, love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
这里讲到说，我赐给你们一条新的命令。
Here talks about I give you a new commandment.
原来在旧约的时候就已经有了要爱人如己的命令。
But actually in the Old Testament, there is already this commandment to love one another, others like as yourself.
但是主耶稣基督现在说我命令你们，这是个崭新的，是跟过去的命令不一样的。
But here Jesus is telling us that I'm giving you a brand new commandment. It's different from before.
因为这是一个新的对象。
Because it's a new object.
那这个对象就是你们，就是所有相信并接受耶稣基督的人。
And it's all about all these other people who have received Christ and followed Christ.
主不会命令那些不信他的人。
God is not commanding those who do not believe in Him.
第二个新是一个新的命令。
And the second is that it is a new commandment.
信靠他的人都有彼此相爱的责任。
All those people who believe in Him has the responsibility to love one another.
第三个新就是新的标准。
The third new is that it is a new standard.
它的标准就是我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
And is that if I have loved you, so you must love one another.
就像主耶稣基督爱一样。
It's like the love of Jesus.
不像我们人爱的那样子那么肤浅。
It's not like a superficial love of human beings.
主的爱是舍己的爱，而且是不求回报的爱。
God's love is a sacrificial love. It's a love that's not looking for any return.
那甚至是爱仇敌的一个命令。
And even loving our enemies.
那第四个新就新的效果。
And the fourth new is a new consequence.
那就是众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Is that by this everyone will know that you are my disciples.
从别人会从相爱的门徒认出他们是属于基督的。
Other people will recognize us through our love of one another.
他们就会把荣耀归给神。
And they will give glory to God.
彼此借此相爱还可以翻成持守上帝的爱。
To love one another deeply can also be translated into persevere in our love.
就是历久弥坚的爱。
And it's a love that is enduring.
这个爱并不是一时冲动的。
And this kind of love is not a temporary emotion.
这个爱是要求我们付出精神上的、属灵上的一个力量。
And it's a love that demands our mind and also our spirit's effort.
换句话说，这个爱是要求我们去爱那些不可爱的。
In other words, this love is demanding that we love those who are unlovable.
虽然我们会遭别人欺哄怀怨，我们仍然要爱。
Even though we receive sarcasm or being looked down upon, we still have to love.
虽然别人没有回报我们所付出的爱，但是我们还是要去爱。
Even though people have not returned our love, we still have to love.
我们要彰显基督的爱，爱连色如同自己。
We have to exemplify Christ's love. We have to love our neighbors as ourselves.
如果你身边有需要救助的人，不管他是不是基督徒，我们都要去爱他们。
If there are people around you who need help, it doesn't matter if they were Christians, we need to love them.
像我们最近在这条新闻上看到很多有关关注黑人生命的运动。
Recently we've seen on the news, there is many news about that we need to pay attention to Black Lives Matter.
那我们真的是看到他们的时候，我们必须要从属灵的眼光来看待他们。
When we see that, we need to look at it with a spiritual eye.
那我们真的是求神帮助我们，爱就是连仇敌我们也要爱。
We need to have God's help so that we need to love, even our enemies, we need to love.
他们也是上帝所爱的对象。
They are all objects of God's love.
那求神帮助我们打开我们的那个心胸，能够爱上帝所要爱的。
Let God help us to open up our mind and our hearts so that we would love those God loves.
我们要爱神所关，我们要关心神所关心的。
That we have to care for that God cares.
你如果爱一个人，你一定会顺从他的心意。
If you love someone, you would follow his will.
今天我们因为爱神，我们应当也是理所当然要顺从神的心意。
So consequently, because we love God, we need to follow God's will.
从来没有人可以看见神，但是当我们彼此相爱的时候，他们就看见了神。
Nobody has seen God, but when we love one another, they will see God.
早在16世纪的时候，有一个叫 Martin Luther， 就是公教改革家，看到当时的疫情泛滥的时候。
In the 16th century, Martin Luther, the Reformation leader, when he saw the plague is ongoing,
就留下书信呼吁基督徒们如何看待瘟疫跟疾病。
And he wrote a letter telling the Christians how they should treat the plague and diseases.
他挑战基督徒们。
He challenged the Christians.
看见病人就如同看见基督。
When you see a patient, it's like seeing Christ.
所以出于对上帝的爱，我们要展现出对邻舍的爱。
From God's love that we need to show our neighbor love.
主耶稣基督在绵羊跟山羊的比喻中间，就是有其中有一段话这样说。
In the parable about the sheep and the goats, Jesus says,
又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？
When did we see you sick or in prison or go to visit you?
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我的弟兄中。一个最小的身上就是坐在我的身上。
The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
那这个 Martin Luther 他特别强调。
Martin Luther emphasized,
帮助病人是出于恩典而不是义务。
And to help a patient is out of grace, not because of our responsibilities.
他还说瘟疫是上帝试炼我们的信心跟爱心的工具。
He also said that the plague is the tool that God used to test our faith and love.
彼得说我们应当彼此切实相爱另外一个理由。
And Peter told us that another reason that we should love one another deeply
是因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love can cover many sins.
但本纪不是说爱的本身有除罪的功效。
Now, this is not saying that love has the ability to remove sins.
不是说我们若彼此相爱，神就因此饶恕了我们的罪。
It's not saying that because we love one another, then God forgives us.
罪的刑罚跟罪疚只有透过耶稣基督的宝血才能够除掉。
The guilt and the punishment of sin can only be removed by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们不应该利用这段的经文纵容罪恶做借口。
And we should not be using this verse as an excuse for committing sins.
也不应该让教会推卸对犯罪者执行教会纪律的责任。
And we should not be an excuse for the church to forego its disciplined actions.
也经文的意思是指真正的爱能够使我们去挽回弟兄的错失。
And the meaning of the passage is really that true love can help us bring back our brothers and sisters.
使他从迷路转回上帝。
So that they can turn back from the lost or knew it lost.
那有一本书就是作者叫 Bob 那个 Buford 他曾经写过那个 Half Time 就人生的下半场。
There is this author, Bob Buford. He wrote a book called Half Time.
那我不晓得这个很早以前大概已经将近20年了。
It's been written for a while back, about 20 years.
那作者特别强调我们过了40岁的人大概就已经进入到人生的下半场了。
He talks about people who have been, after the age of 40, they are entering in the second half of their lives.
那作者相信人生的后半段可以比以前更美好。
The author believes that the second half can be better than the first half.
但先前条件就是你需要花时间想清楚。
But the precondition is that we need to spend time to think clearly about it.
你要把它规划好，然后你准备要做什么。
You have to plan well and to plan to what things you're going to do.
我想我们从不同的地方来到美国都经历了这一段打拼而拼、成为有今天有成就的人。
Well, I believe that a lot of us came to the United States, they spent quite a bit of time and effort to build up our lives.
所以我们今天有很多人有美满的家庭很好的事业。
And so now today, a lot of us have very good families and also career.
但是我们要问问自己 我们的人生有意义吗？我们所做的很有价值吗？
But we need to ask ourselves, does our life have meaning? Are the things that we are doing have worth?
在人生的下半场里面，你可能会觉得自己是世界上最忙碌的人。
As you're entering the second half of your life, you may feel that you're the busiest man on earth.
但是你即使是最忙，你还是要问问自己。
Even though you're the busiest, you still have to ask yourself.
你所打拼的、所努力的是值得吗？
Are the things that you fight so hard for, are they worth it?
而且是有意义的吗？
Are they meaningful?
而且是会存到永远的吗？
Would they survive eternity?
彼得要我们把信心活出来。
Peter asks us to live out our faith.
然后放眼永恒。
To put our perspective into eternity.
要为人生的价值而活。
To live for the things that are meaningful in our lives.
而不是为了价格而活。
It's not living for a price.
耶稣要我们做世上的光。
Jesus tells us to be light of this world.
而且认真地活出这个使命。
To live out our mission meaningfully.
好叫世人从我们身上看到他的荣光，便把荣耀归给他。
So that other people can see the light from our lives and give glory to him.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
基督徒的人生为什么会充满盼望
？Why does Christians' lives fill with hope?
是因为我们的盼望不在这个短暂的世界里。
Because our hope is not fixated on this transient world.
乃是在耶稣基督的再来。
Is in his second coming.
我们现在活着就是为了准备将来在荣耀的国度里生活。
What we're preparing is to live in this eternal glorious world.
基督要再来的。
Jesus will come again.
但是当他再来的时候。
When he comes again,
我们必要像他。
We will be like him.
我们要与他同坐宝座，同坐那个坐王，直到永永远远。
We'll be enthroned with him. We will rule with him for eternity.
这是一个启示录所告诉我们的。
And that's what Revelation told us.
这就是我们人生的盼望。
And that is the hope of our life.
这也应该是我们基督徒每一天生活的动力。
And that should be our motivation every day.
为了迎接，准备迎接我们的主。
To prepare to receive our Lord.
我们的责任是警醒祷告。
And our responsibility is to alert and pray.
善用你的人生多做主工。
May our lives to do more work for our Lord.
把基督的爱透过我们的彼此切实相爱活出来。
That we can live out Christ's love in our loving one another.
让主的名得到荣耀。
That God's name will be glorified.
愿神赐福他大家。
May God bless every one of you.